Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Mem Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today from Zechus Vachim, Daf Vav, the first parak, Kol Menachos. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. Mr. Dov Elias, with Zecher Nishmas, Mrs. Elias's father, Rav Moshe Horn, Ohr Hashem, Rav Moshe Manes ben Yaakov Yitzchak. May his neshama have an aliyah. So the three daves are going to focus on number one. The Gemara finally concludes that the disqualification of a trefa as a carbon cannot be derived even from a tzad shava between a balmum and yotzi dofen. She can mum on nikar because their defect is recognized. The mum is physically apparent and a yotzi dofen is publicly known, as opposed to a trefa whose defect is not known. So the drush of min habakar is necessary to disqualify it. The Gemara asks that this can be derived from Memashke Yisrael, from the Feast of Yisrael, which requires karbanos to be brought min hamutter Yisrael, from that which is mutter to Yisrael. This disqualifies trefa, which is prohibited consumption. Furthermore, another pasuk called Asher Yavur Tachas HaShavet, whatever shall pass under the staff, the tenth is holy, as Ma'aseh Behema, prat la trefa she'eino averis, excludes a trefa which cannot pass under the staff. The Gemara explains that all three drushes are necessary. Memashke Yisrael would only disqualify where it had no shasa kosher, a moment of fitness, meaning a trefa from birth, parallel to Orla and Klai Kerim, hinted in that pasuk, which are immediately forbidden. The pasuk of Ma'aseh Behema only disqualifies where it was a trefa before becoming a carbon, like the case of Meiser. Mina Bakar teaches that even if it was a carbon before becoming a trefa, it's still disqualified. Pointing to the next Mishnah states that a minchas chote, or any other mincha, whose kamitza was performed by a zar, an onen, or a kohen with any of several other disqualifications, the kamitza is invalid and cannot be rectified. The same applies to kamitza done besmol, with the left hand. However, Ben Becerra says, yachzir v'yachzir v'yikmotz v'yamin, he should return the kometz to the kli, and perform a kamitza again with his right hand. The Gemara will explain that Ben Becerra argues on all the cases of the Reisha as well, and holds they can all be returned to the Kli and redone. The Gemara wonders why the Mishnah specified a Minchas Chote, since it could have simply said all Menachos. It answers that since Rabbi Shimon explains that a Minchas Chote does not require oil or lavona, so that his carbon will not be elegant, one might think that he does not disqualify a Mincha whose avoda was performed by a puzzle. Therefore, the Mishnah specified Minchas Chote to teach that Rabbi Shimon agrees it is possible. And point number three, Rav said, Zar Shekametz Yachzir. If a non-Kohen performed Kamitza, he should return it to the Kli to be redone by a Kohen. After proving the statement must be according to Ben Becerra, the Gemara suggests that Rav is teaching that Ben Becerra allows returning the Kometz in all disqualified cases of the Mishnah. However, this point is already clear from two brises. So what Chiddush is Rav teaching? Therefore, the Gemara states that Rav said Kametz Vefil Kidesh, if he did Kamitza, he may return it to the Kli, even if he already sanctified it by placing it in the second Kli. This disagrees with Rabbi Yossi ben Yasyan and Rabbi Yehuda Anachtom, who said that if he was Makadish the Kometz in a Kli, it's disqualified and cannot be returned. In a second version, Rav himself said like these Tanaim in disagreement with the Tanakama, who holds it may be returned even after Kiddush in the Kli. Rav Nachman explains that although these Tanaim hold that Kamitza is an avoda, but the avoda of the Kamitza is not complete until he performs the placing of the Kometz in the vessel. So once again, the 3 points are number one. The Gemara finally concludes that the disqualification of trefa as a carbon cannot be derived even from a tzad shava between a balmum and yotzi dofen. She can mum on nikar because their defect is recognized. A mum is physically apparent and a yotzi dofen is publicly known, as opposed to a trefa whose defect is not known. So the drush of min habakar is necessary to disqualify it. The Gemara asks that this can be derived from Memashke Yisrael, from the Feast of Yisrael, which requires karbanos to be brought min hamutter Yisrael, from that which is mutter to Yisrael. This disqualifies trefa, which is prohibited consumption. Furthermore, another pasuk called Asher Yavur Tachas HaShavet, whatever shall pass under the staff, the tenth is holy, as Ma'aseh Behema, prat la trefa she'eino averis, excludes a trefa which cannot pass under the staff. The Gemara explains that all three drushes are necessary. Memashke Yisrael would only disqualify where it had no shasa kosher, a moment of fitness, meaning a trefa from birth, parallel to Orla and Klai Kerim, hinted in that pasuk, which are immediately forbidden. The pasuk of Ma'aseh Behema only disqualifies where it was a trefa before becoming a carbon, like the case of Meiser. Mina Bakar teaches that even if it was a carbon before becoming a trefa, it's still disqualified. Pointing to the next Mishnah states that a minchas chote, or any other mincha, whose kamitza was performed by a zar, an onen, or a kohen with any of several other disqualifications, the kamitza is invalid and cannot be rectified. The same applies to kamitza done besmol, with the left hand. However, Ben Becerra says, yachzir v'yachzir v'yikmotz v'yamin, he should return the kometz to the kli, and perform a kamitza again with his right hand. The Gemara will explain that Ben Becerra argues on all the cases of the Reisha as well, and holds they can all be returned to the Kli and redone. The Gemara wonders why the Mishnah specified a Minchas Chotah, since it could have simply said all Menachos. It answers that since Rabbi Shimon explains that a Minchas Chotah does not require oil or Lavona, so that his carbon will not be elegant, one might think that he does not disqualify Mincha, whose avoda was performed by a puzzle. Therefore, the Mishnah specified Minchas Chotah to teach that Rabbi Shimon agrees it is puzzle. And point number three, Rav said, Zar Shekametz Yachzir. If a non-Kohen performed Kamitza, he should return it to the Kli to be redone by a Kohen. After proving the statement must be according to Ben Becerra, the Gemara suggests that Rav is teaching that Ben Becerra allows returning the Kometz in all disqualified cases of the Mishnah. However, this point is already clear from two brises. So what Chiddush is Rav teaching? Therefore, the Gemara states that Rav said Kametz Vefil Kiddush. If he did Kamitza, he may return it to the Kli, even if he already sanctified it by placing it in the second Kli. This disagrees with Rabbi Yossi ben Yasyan and Rabbi Yehuda Anachtom, who said that if he was Makadish the Kometz in a Kli, it's disqualified and cannot be returned. In a second version, Rav himself said like these Tanaim in disagreement with the Tanakama, who holds it may be returned even after Kiddush in the Kli. Rav Nachman explains that although these Tanaim hold that Kamitza is an avoda, but the avoda of the Kamitza is not complete until he performs the placing of the Kometz in the vessel. All right, so now we get our Siman Dav Vav, and our standard Siman is a sword because a Vav is straight like a sword. So here goes. The sword that punctured the lung of an animal, making it a trefa and ineligible to be brought as a carbon, belonged to a Tsar swordsman who mistakenly did Kamitza and returned the bolt to a Kohen to redo, who told him that it would not be possible since the swordsman was already Makadish the Kamitza in a Kli. Once again, slow motion. The sword, that must be more in Dav Vav. The sword that punctured the lung of an animal, making it a trefa and ineligible to be brought as a carbon, which reminds us the Gemara brings three sources disqualifying trefa as a carbon and explains why each one was needed. So the swordsman that punctured the lung of an animal, making it a trefa and ineligible to be brought as a carbon, belonged to a Tsar swordsman who mistakenly did kamitza and returned the bowl to a Kohen to redo, which reminds us the Gemara brings Malchokas about returning an improperly taken kometz to the Kli to repeat the kamitza. So the sword that punctured the lung of an animal, making it a trefa and ineligible to be brought as a carbon, belonged to a Tsar swordsman who mistakenly did kamitza and returned the bowl to a Kohen to redo, who told him that it would not be possible since the swordsman was already makadish the kamitza in a Kli, which reminds us the Gemara brings Malko because the Ben Becerra allows returning the kometz after being makadish it in a Kli. So once again, the sword that punctured the lung of an animal, making it a trefa and ineligible to be brought as a carbon, belonged to a Tsar swordsman who mistakenly did kamitza and returned the bowl to a Kohen to redo, who told him that it would not be possible since the swordsman was already makadish the kamitza in a Kli. All right, so now it's time for our four Balabat Chazara. Daf Beis, so the siman for Daf Beis is a bais, a house. So here goes. When the Kohen brought a mincha, brought lo lishma to the mincha house, that must be on Daf Beis, bais, house. When the Kohen brought a mincha, brought lo lishma to the mincha house, covered in flour, and was told it was valid, but does not fulfill the owner's chiyuv, which reminds us, most menachos whose kmitza was shelo lishma are valid, but the remaining avoda must be lishma. So when the Kohen brought a mincha, brought lo lishma to the mincha house, covered in flour, and was told it was valid, but does not fulfill the owner's chiyuv, a rabbi objected and said that it does, since it's clear that it was brought as a minchas marcheshes and not machvas, which reminds us, Rabbi Shimon holds, that menachos with kmitza shelo lishma count for obligations, because maaseh mochichin, its makeup demonstrates that it's actually being prepared for, in this case, a minchas marcheshes. So when the Kohen brought a mincha, brought lo lishma to the mincha house, covered in flour, and was told that it was valid, but does not fulfill the owner's chiyuv, a rabbi objected and said that it does, since it's clear that it was brought as a minchas marcheshes and not machvas. Unlike the mincha of a Kohen, he turned away, where the kmitza was done with shinui balim, since the intention is not recognizable as false, which reminds us, Rabbah holds Rabbi Shimon validates Menachos Shelo Shman with Shinui Kodesh, but not with intent for one person's mincha to be for someone else's sake. Since there's no indication from the mincha that his intention is false, it can invalidate the mincha. Rabbi Shimon is Darsh Time and Dekra. He expounds the reason of the Torah's laws and says here that Machshavah de Minkara Pasul Rachmana, Hashem only invalidated sacrifices brought with an intention which is not recognizable as false. Daf Gimel, so the Simran Daf Gimel is a Gemal, camel. So here goes. The camel, that must be one Daf Gimel, Gemal. The camel who ran away terrified when he saw a Kohen Shecht, a bull, as a Pesach, which was kosher because bulls are obviously not a Karban Pesach, which reminds us, according to Rabbi Shimon, if one shechs a calf or bull for the sake of a Karban Pesach or Ashem, which must be a lamb or ram, respectively, it's fully valid. The ego parba Pesach va Ashem leka, because there's no such thing as a calf and bull used as a Pesach or Ashem. So the camel who ran away terrified when he saw a kohen shech the bull as a Pesach, which was kosher because bulls are obviously not a Karban Pesach, confused the kohen bringing a mincha who said he's bringing it l'shem zevach, which reminds us, according to Rava, Rabbi Shimon validates menachos with the intent for another mincha, but not for intent for a Karban. So the camel ran away terrified when he saw a kohen shech the bull as a Pesach, which was kosher because bulls are obviously not a Karban Pesach, confused the kohen bringing a mincha who said he's bringing it l'shem zevach, and another kohen bringing a mincha machvas to say he's bringing it as a marcheshes and not a minchas marcheshes, which reminds us, Rav Ashi offers a final answer to the contradiction between Rabbi Shimon's rulings. If the kmitza of a machvas was performed l'shem marcheshes for the sake of a marcheshes, it's valid because b'mana k'machashe, because he's intending it to be for the sake of a particular vessel, and a machshava on a vessel doesn't invalidate because it's a meaningless intent. However, if the kmitza was made l'shem minchas marcheshes for the sake of a minchas marcheshes, then he's intending it for a mincha whose intention does invalidate. Daf Dalet, so the simmer Daf Dalet is a Dalet, a door. So here goes. Next to the pasal menachas door, that must be on Daf Dalet, Dalet, door. Next to the pasal menachas door, where a minchas chote, a minchas kenos, were left on the left side because they were brought lo l'shma, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a source that a minchas chote, a minchas kenos, performed shelo l'shma, are invalid. So next to the pasal menachas door, where a minchas chot and minchas chanos were left on the left side because they were brought lo l'shma, and a minchas omer brought lo l'shma was left on the right side since it came to be matzah the new grain, but didn't permit it, which reminds us, Rav said, minchas omer shikmatza shelo l'shma psua. The mincha of the omer, whose kmitza was performed shelo l'shma, is completely invalid. Hoil va'as lahatev lo hitira, since it came to permit the new grain and didn't permit it. Since the purpose of this mincha is to permit chadash, and it failed to do so since the carbon brought shelo l'shma does not count for the obligation, it's pasul. So next to the pasul menachas door, where a minchas chot and minchas kenos were left on the left side because they were brought lo l'shma, and a minchas omer brought lo l'shma was left on the right side since it came to be matzah the new grain, but didn't permit it. There was another door where one yorish entered to bring his late mother's ola, which is machaper, but another man was prohibited to come through with his late mother's chatas, since it's a makshir, which reminds us, the Gemara discusses makshirin versus machaprin regarding bringing a carbon after the owner's death. This is illustrated by a mission which teaches that if a woman gave birth, brought her chatas and died, her yorshin bring her ola, which is a machaper. However, if she instead brought her ola and died, her yorshin do not bring her chatas, which serves as a makshir to allow her to eat kachim. Daf hay, so the symbol for daf hay is hay, or haystack. So here goes. The two kohanim on a hayride. Hayride? That must be on daf hay, hay. The two kohanim on a hayride made from barley from the field the omer was cut from, who were arguing if the shirayim are eaten if the omer was brought shelo l'shma, one saying you must wait for a new one to be brought, which reminds us, Reish Lakish says that a minchas ha'omer whose kmitza was performed shelo l'shma is valid, but its remainder may not be eaten until another minchas ha'omer is brought and permits it, since the omer is brought from chadash, and the first omer did not permit chadash. So the two kohanim on a hayride made from barley from the field the omer was cut from, who are arguing if the shirayim are eaten if the omer is brought shelo l'shma, one saying you must wait for a new one to be brought, and one saying it can be eaten as is, which reminds us, Rava says, that a minchas ha'omer whose kmitza was performed shelo l'shma is kosher, and its shirayim may be eaten, and no other minchas ha'omer is required to permit it. He explains that shelo l'shma intent is completely ineffective for the minchas ha'omer, because disqualifying intent is only affected by someone fit for the avodah, and only with something which is fit for the avodah, and only in a place which is fit for the avodah. The Gemara explains each phrase. So the two kohanim on a hayride made from barley from the field the omer was cut from, who were arguing if the shirayim are eaten if the omer was brought shelo l'shma, one saying you must wait for a new one to be brought, and one saying it can be eaten as is, were being pulled by a treifa whose disqualification for a carbon cannot be learned out from his partner, the Baal Mum, which reminds us, a braisa darshans min ha-bakar from the cattle, hosias a treifa to exclude a treifa from being used as a carbon. The braisa asked that this should be derived from a kal v'chomer. Ma bal mum shmuteres lehedyot, if a blemished animal, which is permitted in consumption for a commoner, asur l'gvoa, is forbidden for the Most High, meaning as a carbon, then a treifa, which is forbidden in consumption for a hedyot, should certainly be forbidden as a carbon. The Gemara will begin a long discussion on the topic. All right, so now it's time to conclude their pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do we discuss? What the din is of an Oz Bamas Yochid that was brought Lifnim and then brought L'chutz? That's on Daf. Kuvchav. Good. Number two. Which stuff do we discuss if Kadshe Bama Katana, which were brought on a Bama Gdola, require Chitzui, a demarcation line for blood? That's on Daf. Kufyud test. Good. Number three. Which stuff does Gemara bring a Malkokas? Ben Becerra allows returning the Kometz after being Makadosh it in a Kli. That's on Daf. Vav. Good. Number four. Which stuff does Gemara compare Makshirin versus Machaprin regarding bringing a carbon after the owner's death? That's on Daf. Dalad. Good. Number five. Which stuff do we learn why a Trefa's disqualification as a carbon cannot be derived from a Balmum? That's on Daf. Hey. Good. Number six. Which stuff do you learn that most menachos whose kmitza was shelo l'shman are valid and the remaining avoda must be l'shma? That's on Daf. Beis. Good. Number seven. Which stuff does Gemara bring a malchokas about returning an improperly taken kometz to the kli to repeat the kmitza? For example, if it was initially done by a czar? That's on Daf. Vav. Good. Number eight. Its makeup demonstrates that it's being prepared for a certain type of mincha. That's on Daf. Beis. Good. Number nine. Which stuff does Gemara bring three sources for disqualifying a trefa as a carbon and explains why each source was necessary? That's on Daf. Vav. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do we discuss Shechitas Laila by Obama's Yachid? That's on Daf. Kufchav. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.